Glory to Jesus Christ. Today's parable is not easy for us to hear. We don't have to look for the reason for very long. The behavior of the unmerciful servant reminds us many situations in our life in which we were much like him. And if we take the time to think more deeply about our actions to each case within our life, we will realize that even more and more we looked like this unmerciful servant. Yet the remembrance of the unmerciful servant brings us confusion to our mind, because in the vast majority of cases we would call our behavior right, just, because we were only seeking to fulfill justice. The gospel tells us about different righteousness that we should adopt within our life. The main feature of proper or correct righteousness is mercy. We observe it in the forgiveness of a great debt, which the merciless servant could never repay. We also find in the commandment of our Savior when he tells us to turn the other cheek, or to give our cloak when somebody asks us of our clothes, or to go extra mile, or give anyone who asks us something. Adopting this gospel, justice and mercy, is very difficult. It's not easy. It is difficult to be merciful to those who harm us, or give us more, or for us to give more than we were asked, or to give someone something that is not worthy of it. Adopting gospel requires a radical change within our life. The gospel did not change, but the understanding and living out the gospel was watered down and shaped by the wisdom of this world. Raising above this measure of the world can seem like a madness, foolishness that only few can understand. But this foolishness leads us to fulfillment of another gospel commandment. For Christ says, "You therefore be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Hesitation or rejection of this gospel justice has a great impact on our lives. The parable that we heard today gives us a very clear warning. Each one of us, and still receives, if one chooses to go to confession, a gift. A gift of God's forgiveness for our failures and weaknesses, or great debts against him. And he forgives us just because we beg for God's mercy, without any kind of hesitation. How beautiful is that? No judgment, as long as we ask to be forgiven. It is a gift that God freely gives us. The one expectation from God is our gratitude and unity with those who are equally dependent on this gift of mercy. Those who, after receiving this kind of mercy and forgiveness, fail to be merciful to their neighbors, to their enemies, to their loved ones, will be struck by the wrath of God, as we hear at today's end of the gospel. On the other hand, those who are grateful for God's mercy show their change of heart and try to distribute this gift through merciful actions towards others, and they begin to bear the signs of sainthood. Saint Isaac the Syrian says about mercy that it is perhaps the only shortcut that leads us to the kingdom of heaven, to paradise. Saint Isaac says that the works of mercy immediately bring the soul into union with the glory of God's splendor, acquiring gospel justice is the fastest means for spiritual growth. If it seems to us that being merciful is too much, then let us be encouraged by the lives of saints. In them we will find many examples of acts of mercy that seemed foolish to the world. Through them we can learn how to be merciful, how to approach each topic. But those who can now see the life of this or that saint can see how many great things were born out of their mercy. And even those who mocked them and hurt them, after a while they saw how much grace came upon them because of that saint's mercifulness. The gospel today reminds us of another of the Savior's commandments. If God commands us, it means that we are capable of fulfilling the command. Christ, God, doesn't give us anything above that we can't handle. Everything is possible, as long as we want it. Therefore, let us not be afraid to start showing mercy to all of our neighbors, to all of our enemies, even if it goes against the mindset of this world. This mindset, being forgiving, in the book of Colossians, where St. Paul writes, be fast to forgive. That's what separates us Christians from those in the world. If we can't forgive, if we can't be merciful, then what makes us different from an atheist? Forgiveness, living out the gospel, is a stamp that we are stamped at our baptism. This is what we believe in, and this is what makes me different than any other person in the world. It is important for us to follow the commandments, because following the commandments make our life beautiful and they please God. And it would be wrong not to say anything to the godparents and parents. What a beautiful Sunday to get baptized. I can only add one thing to all of this, to this gospel message. And I have to say that kids are like sponges. They soak in everything, good and bad. And you can't argue with them, unfortunately. I tried. You can't. But until Jack understands you are his primary examples how to live a Christian life, so instill today's commandment in his heart. Show him by your actions that it is very easy to be merciful, even to those that we don't like. Let him see that you are merciful to others. And through this, he will seize that shortcut that St. Isaac is talking about. shortcut to heaven. Glory to Jesus Christ.